Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday morning here. Wow, look at that ocean, and there's so much going on. Yellows, white sea bass, halibut, and of course the bluefin tuna are starting to nibble a little bit. It's looking really, really interesting. I'm gonna set up for the MB amidst a whole beach full of By the Wind sailors, and I'll get ready to bring you the very latest. Stay tuned, everybody. The MB is
this. This is Philip with Freeman Adventures with a late morning update. We've already told you, as you're looking at footage from the Shogun's night bite last night, that the Shogun had 61 bluefin tuna and the Polaris Supreme has 35. There are several boats now running for that same area, so tonight will be a pivotal night. We'll have a lot of boat coverage out there, and we'll see if it wants to bite. So far here in the daylight hours, they are not biting that well. Just a few fish scratched out of there. It may be nighttime fishing like it was last year. We'll keep you up to date. That's the Shogun, 61 bluefin tuna, Polaris Supreme 35. We know the Royal Star, Independence, and several other boats are headed out that way.
Great news for two San Diego-based boats for yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands today. The Liberty with 26 yellowtail. The San Diego had 25 yellowtail, and they are a beautiful grade of fish, like 12 to 18 pounds, some over 20 pounds, biting mostly on the yo-yo iron, but some surface iron fish also. Really great fishing and perfect conditions. Water temp is starting to warm up a little bit. It was flat, calm seas, and the Coronado Islands, while in Mexican waters, and you will need a passport to fish there, are very close to San Diego and leaves you with a full day's fishing. Nice hit for the Liberty and the San Diego. Let's get on this thing. Here come the yellows. Here comes springtime in Southern California.
Good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome to beautiful Surfside, California, here in Southern California. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. Just look at that ocean. No wind. It's perfectly calm. It's going to be a great day in sport fishing and a great day to get out into the great outdoors. Hey, I got to tell you, there is so much going on. There's a lot of yellowtail spread from Ensenada, actually down to San Quintin, and below that, we have yellowtail all the way up. Now to the Channel Islands, are starting to get a little signal on the YTs. That's great news. The bluefin tuna put on a heck of a bite the other night. Did that continue? We'll answer that question here today and see if it's a flash in the pan or it's the real deal. Of course, we've got a little signal of white sea bass again, some awfully big halibut, a big one on board the Endeavor, and several other boats getting in on it. Mako sharks eating sea lions. So much going on. It's really incredible right now. You know what time it is. It is time for the morning briefing. Good morning, my friends. Oh, is that a great cup of coffee? And is it great to share it with you here on this beautiful Monday morning? Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy days. We're going to run down fishing from Mexico all the way up to the Channel Islands. We'll get you caught up on all the very latest, let you know about special trips that we have coming up, and also, of course, give you some good tackle recommendations. But tonight, you want really good tackle recommendations, you can get it on Tackle Shop Confessions. We'll be live at 6 p.m. from Island Fishing Tackle in Carson, California, with the one and only Sam De La Torre. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, you can participate. You can ask any question you like about tackle. And Sam likes to run around the store and grab whatever it is you're talking about and show it to you. We'll be talking about bluefin tuna tonight. A lot about that and the proper way to rig up for those BFTs, as well as halibut and white sea bass. And as I say, if there's anything else you'd like to know, we'll have it for you live tonight. Tackle Shop Confessions, 6 p.m. on the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. Hey, don't forget to like this video. It really helps us a lot. Share it with a friend and subscribe to the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. Make sure you tick the bell if you want to be notified when those bluefin are biting or when there's a sea bass bite or there's a special trip. Make sure you tick the bell. You'll be notified when there's new content. You can also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. All right, great to be with you all. Let's get into this because I'm telling you, we got a lot to talk about. We'll take you down to San Quintin. There's some excellent yellowtail fishing 140 miles down below the border going on down there in that area. It's not an everyday thing, but what is an everyday thing down there is the tremendous rock fishing. So if you happen to score on the yellows down there, mostly yo-yo iron down there still right now, or if you don't, you can back it up with big lings, reds, and great eating bottom fish just like that. We'll bump you up now to the Ensenada area. That's 70 miles below the border. And we're kind of showing you this line of yellowtail because there's a lot of yellowtail inside Ensenada Bay. Bahia Ensenada is where all that yellowtail has been hanging out, principally because the water is warm in there, relatively speaking. Inside there, it's been 60, 61, 62, even bump it up towards 63 degrees, especially with this lack of wind. And that has held those yellows in there. They want to be in that warmer water. They poke their nose outside, and there's some coastal areas that still, due to upwellings and probably this La Nina that is starting to become more prevalent right now, but we're finding some 54 degree water. Chilly! That's why that silver salmon was caught here recently by guys fishing off Punta Banda on the rocks. They caught a silver salmon. I don't even ever remember hearing about that. So that's how cool the water is outside. That's why those yellows are inside. Does it bite every day? No. And you know, weekends are perhaps the time when you have the most difficulty because of the boat pressure. Think of the dynamic here for a second. Those yellows are inside the bay. So it's a very short run for everybody, which means you're going to have an awful lot of boat pressure on top of that yellow bite in on the weekends. And that's what shoves it down. There were some guys that caught yesterday, some guys that struck out and fell back on some pretty good rock fishing in that area also. And there's also been some really good sand bass fishing, a good signal of that right now. Louis Prieto, our dear friend on It's War Real Sport Fishing, we were out with him not too long ago, and we were catching sand bass two at a time and watching 8 or 10 fish follow up a hooked fish, just like the old days here on the Huntington Flats. Man, it was really something else. And if you're coming to us from some other part of the world, Huntington Flats are right off Huntington Beach, California, USA. So some pretty good fishing going on down there in that area. Let's jump up to the Coronado Islands because we had a couple of boats, as you saw in the lead-in, that had excellent yellow fishing going on, and they're probably into the Forkies right now. Lots of yo-yo iron fish going on down there right now, and some pretty darn good early season scores. The San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, first trip of the year, 25 yellowtail, and most of it is beautiful, great. I mean, there's a lot of that, I want to say 18 to 20 plus pound category yellowtail, dropping your jig deep, so it's got to be heavy. That's what a yo-yo iron is, winding on it fast. And when you get a bite, you just keep turning the handle, wind down until you set the hook. The fish will pull line against the drag, and then you've got them. And you can hook those things on 40 pounds, 60 pounds. It's a reaction bite, so you're fine fishing the heavier line, no question about that. The Liberty, also with a nice day, 26 fat yellowtail on board the Liberty. So the Coronado Islands are starting to bite. The Coronado Islands are very close to San Diego, so it's a short run out there, at least to Pukey Point or North Island, as we call it. When you start to work down to the Middle Grounds and then South Island, and then you have South Kelp Ridge that leads you into the rock pile, it gets a little far, down there about 20-something miles, I think. So those fish are spread throughout there. We have really excellent conditions here again today, and I'm thinking it's going to be another nice day for quality yellowtail. Things are definitely looking up. Hey, Brian Wynn. You know Brian. He's our fishing expert at Freeman Adventures. Well, he's not only our fishing adventure, he's the fishing expert. He does such a great job. Brian and I are going to be on board the Cortez May 13th through the 16th. You can see how to contact Brian down below there if you'd like to go. It's extremely limited load, and there are 4 spots left open on that trip. Hope you can join both Brian and I. I will be there documenting the trip and shooting some instructional videos with my man, Brian Wynn. So that should be a really fun trip. All right, let's segue into the bluefin tuna. And we had a bite on the Shogun. They put on 61 bluefin tuna. Nice hit for them. A lot of that fish, 30 to 50 pounds in there. The overall range, I want to call 20 to 60 pounds on those bluefin tuna. The Polaris Supreme got into a bite also. They had 35 on the bluefin tuna. Nice hit. Night fishing, of course, fishing knife jigs on heavy tackle, dropping to the exact depth that the captain tells you to drop to. You know the exact depth because you purchased metered line that changes color every 100 feet and puts you exactly where you have to be. It is so important to A, drop as the captain tells you to drop immediately, and B, get it to the exact depth. And so that means you've got to work hard at night to make that happen. And sometimes you're tired and you want to take a nap, or you want to lollygag around a little bit. You got to be Johnny on the spot to make this happen. Last night, the Shogun and American Angler were there. And as of taping this report, I hadn't heard from either one of those guys. So I don't know if they got them or it was a flash in the pan or what. But down below in text, I will put it in post-production.
Hey, everybody, this is Philip breaking in post-production. Looks like the American Angler had a handful of bluefin tuna. Doesn't look like anything wide open, but it certainly was a memorable time for these family members as they were out there enjoying the American Angler. Still a signal, and it's right on time, as John Collis, longtime angler, points out. This is when you start to see the signal and when the bluefin tuna bite turns on. Back to the show.
If those guys are putting information out now, and if not, we will have shorts throughout the day on the Freeman Adventures YouTube channel, keeping you in touch with the very, very latest. Don't forget that. It is so very important to your success to know when it's biting, what it's biting on, and how you can get to the fish from what part of Southern California or Northern Baja. And we'll do that here later today. We'll keep you in touch with all the very latest. Great sign, great signal, best score we've seen in a month. The one on the Shogun and the Polaris Supreme also backing it up with the second best score. Nice going, boys. Hopefully it's biting again, and we'll continue to watch it for you very, very closely. So some good signal, as you can hear, going on. And I'm going to point out some yellowtail here in the LA Orange County area, also in some springtime kind of indicators here that we're starting to see as the water starts to warm up and the wind starts to go away a little bit. It is like a summer-like day here early here this Monday morning. It is beautiful. May the 9th, we got a couple of spots left. We're going on the El Patron out of Long Beach Sport Fishing, 5 in the morning until 5 p.m. You're going to want to join us. Grab one of those last spots, $150 or $55. I think it's $155. Just text me, and we'll get you on that trip. I'll be there. I'll be shooting a video. I'll be making sure you have a great time. May the 9th on the El Patron. And the El Patron has been just knocking the heck out of the rock fishing. They did again yesterday. Wonderful fishing for them. I think they're out again here on this Monday morning, where they run at a lower price. So you can jump on the El Patron and get in on some great rock fishing as they were all over the bottom fish. Don't forget, El Patron is at your service every single day. And if you need a charter, you can also jump on there with them. www.longbeachsportfishing.org to get on the El Patron. All right. Let me have another cup of this for 1 second, please. Thank you so much. Long Range XL is down on Hurricane Bank doing their thing with some bigger tuna and wahoo down in that neck of the woods. They are on an extended trip, I think a 16-day trip. The trip previous to them was on the Royal Polaris, where they had magnificent fishing. Hopefully, they're putting the wood to them here also here today. All right, let's switch from Long Range and get into some outstanding fishing, or at least signals that we are starting to see. And I've got to start with my friend, Mark Paisano Jr., over there on board the Amigo out of 22nd Street landing. He had 5 yellowtail at San Clemente Island. Nice hit for them, and superior, great 18 to 20-pound fish. They had some bonito to go along with it. And Mark Sonata, who decks on the boat and does such a great job, shared some great photos of these nice big fat yellows eating the iron at SCI. So that looks good. The Fury was there for 1 yellowtail and 1 halibut. All these guys are catching plenty of rockfish. Also, the Freedom caught their first yellowtail of the year out of 22nd Street landing. Had a halibut and a bunch of rockfish to go along with it. The El Dorado out of Long Beach Sport Fishing was there with bonita, yellowtail, a few bass, and plenty of rockfish to go along with it. So San Clemente Island looking good. There's a pretty good amount of yellowtail in there also. You can see that succession of yellows that we pointed out to you, 140 miles down below the border, all the way up to Clemente now. So we are starting to see a really good sign on yellows. And as the water temperature warms up, you might surmise that that bite might heat up also. We'll keep our eyes on it for you very, very closely. Nice shot for those guys. Hey, taxes, if you got unfiled taxes or you need to catch up, nobody better to help you than Tim Marquez from A Best Income Tax, our dear friend. He is the very, very best. And if you have heating and or air conditioning needs, John Lopez at Efficient Heating and Air Conditioning. John will put you at the top of the list and take really good care of you. Like this spread of yellows that we're seeing, it's only a matter of time till it starts to bite at Catalina Island. We mentioned the El Patron having a great day. The Pursuit out of 22nd Street Landing, continuing to catch good amounts of rockfish and keeping that kelp line, that shallow water on us by going in there and catching a couple of calico bass and halibut, maybe a white sea bass from time to time. They are keeping that all on us. And I'll tell you, with this nice weather and warming water temperatures, we're going to see that start to bite even a little bit better. Our good friend Nick Ramirez, he's a great guy. Nick, good to see you, my friend. Always Patreon member and a huge member of the Freedman Adventures family. He was on the Spitfire with some great eating rockfish, so that is good. And we continue to see some halibut up and down the Southern California coast. Private boaters, a guy named Ray Johnson, had a 24-inch halibut. We're seeing some stuff in the Channel Islands. I'm going to get to some really good white sea bass signal up there in that neck of the woods in just one more second. But right here in this area, it is predominantly the rockfish that are biting. The Monte Carlo, half-day boat, 22nd Street Landing, San Pedro. Great fishing, including lots of reds. I think they had over 100 vermilion rockfish and plenty of whitefish, sheephead, stuff like that. So they've been doing really, really well. Is that Lupe going by? Let me turn around and wish her a good morning. Good morning, Lupe. Good to see you. All right, there's Lupe making my morning. She's out here all the time enjoying this beautiful Eastern Pacific, and how can you blame her? So really good stuff going on in the Southern California coast. And you know, one of these days, here I go, gonna start predicting again. If this keeps up for a whole lot longer, we're gonna see some barracuda move in here and start to bite, and maybe even some sand bass, just like we're seeing in Ensenada down in that area. We continue to see some pretty decent fishing down there. All right, so good stuff. Let's go up to the Channel Islands right now, where we have seen all kinds of great fishing, but the weather has been up. The weather came around, and it was a gorgeous sunny. It's a gorgeous, beautiful day today. And on board the Island Spirit Ventura Sport Fishing, they had close to 50 people on there, I think. It was Kids Fish Free Day, as they do every single Sunday on the Island Spirit out of Ventura Sport Fishing. And they had just about 500 mixed rockfish on that trip. Kids having a great time, wonderful fishing. We did a live interview with Captain Daniel Hadawi yesterday. It was fantastic, no doubt about it. Next to them, the Californian, they had great fishing, really beautiful stuff going on. On the bottom grabbers, it's been wonderful. Big lings and nice vermilions, mix of whitefish and sheephead. Really great fishing going on up there. The Aloha Spirit up there in that neck of the woods. Well, first of all, the passengers got to watch a mako shark consume the remains of a sea lion, kind of a circle of life, nature kind of documentary unfolding right before their very eyes. Super interesting, but they also had some halibut on that one. Starting to see some more white sea bass and copious amounts of rockfish, no question about that. The Gray Light out of Cisco's with two white sea bass. They had to exercise a great deal of patience because they worked hard at it on the Gray Light all morning long, and then finally started to see some sea bass, seeing some good schools. The weather's been up, and that's knocked that down a little bit, but they started, they got two white sea bass, a couple of halibut. They needed a lot of patience to make that one happen, but the guys on board wanted to fish the exotics. Over there on the Endeavor out of Ventura Sport Fishing, Tucker McCombs, woo, that is one nice, flatty, beautiful fish. Tucker says this weather's been a problem with the white sea bass. He recently ran off 3 days in a row of limits of white sea bass. He says this weather's been up, coming around now, looking much better. Look for him to have a hit today. Why not? Let's put the pressure on him. Look for him to have a hit here very, very soon. I could see that happening in the very near future. So I like what we're seeing some really nice weather, seeing some excellent stuff happening in Southern California. And I think it's only a matter of time until we do get a barracuda bite or some bass starting to bite with greater frequency. Need that water to get up over 60 degrees. And the more it gets up over 60, the better off we'll likely be with regard to that. So good stuff. In the Southern California surf, we continue to see more yellowfin croaker starting to be caught in this colder water, and it's starting to warm up, but barred perch like that cold water, and they're still biting very, very well. Kevin Trieu, however, was out and he caught his first white sea bass fishing in the surf. And I got to tell you, that is a thrill. I have never caught one, you know, bigger than a little short white sea bass that we get here every once in a while in Surfside, California. But his was a sizable fish, and that's a thrill, man. Way to go, Kevin. Congratulations on that one. Nice hit for him, and hopefully we'll see more of it. There's been quite a bit of halibut on the Lucky Crab Lures. It's a perfect day for it. And also, there's been more corvina. In this kind of condition, you're going to see more and more corvina, and perhaps here very, very soon, more spot-thin croaker, which are bait biters. They like to bite on the bait. I'll be giving this a try here in the next few days and bringing you along for the ride and getting you more tuned up on some great surf fishing opportunities here in SoCal. Hey, the Sharking Crew guys are all over the Thresher Sharks on the local piers here right now, and they're catching all kinds of other stuff. They're out having a good time. Sharking Crew, just want to wish you a great morning, Jaime, and give you all my very, very best. Hope you are doing well. Don't forget to get some Freeman Adventures merchandise. You can do that. Get a hat or a shirt. And nothing helps us more than you contributing in that way. We really appreciate it. And don't forget our next trip. Yes, May the 9th on the El Patron. You're going to want to be on that one. $155, just a couple spots left. And I'll be on that trip to make sure you are having a really great time. All right, my friends, what can I tell you? There's a lot of great stuff going on here in SoCal. As I said, I'll update you in text down below in post-production if there was a bluefin tuna bite. Guys haven't had a chance to post it, or just a little bit late posting it, or it didn't bite. It's one of those things, and we'll run that down for you. If I don't have that information by the end of post, then you know I'll be putting shorts up to keep you in touch with the very, very latest. All right, what can I tell you? It's great to be with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend here with us on the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. Remember to check us out on Facebook. That's a place where you can get constant updates also on our Freedman Adventures Facebook page or Instagram or TikTok or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We're there for each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, and I hope to see you really, really soon.
This May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, get ready for an adventure-packed weekend at the West Coast Outdoors Sport Fishing Expo. Taking place at the Ventura Fairgrounds, it's everything outdoors under the sun. Discover the latest in boats, explore thrilling charters, and dive into the world of RVs. Whether you're an avid angler or just love the great outdoors, there's something for everyone. For more information, visit sportfishingexpo.com.